Starting today, all Boston public schools will be fully remote. The mayor rolled back in-person learning for the highest need students and paused the phase-in for other students because of the city's rising coronavirus positive test rate. WBUR's Carrie Young joins us now this morning to tell us what the move means for students, parents, and teachers. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
So schools are going remote, Carrie, because of the rising positive coronavirus test rate. It's up to 5.7% in the city. Have there been coronavirus outbreaks in the schools?
Well, so far, the data being reported to the state show that, yes, there have been COVID positive cases in the schools, but most at this point appear to be one-offs. So no major super spreading events that have popped up in Boston schools or really much of the state yet, for that matter.
High-need students were in schools in Boston 4 days a week. So how are their families reacting to this move to go all remote?
Well, I spoke to a couple of families yesterday who just seemed really frustrated with the move. One parent who will be impacted by this change is Jack Sinnott. Two of his sons are receiving special education services from BPS. And he says that he's really worried about his kids regressing. And it's just become very hard for him to stay hopeful right now that they'll be able to make any kind of educational progress this year.
The interventions that are provided by the schools are absolutely critical, not merely to our kids progressing and advancing, but just holding in place. We're running faster and faster and faster just to stay in place.
And I also spoke with the Special Education Parent Advisory Council yesterday with the district to see what they were hearing system-wide. And the chairwoman told me that she fielded several calls yesterday from parents who were crying and upset. So this is really hitting everyone.
The Boston Teachers Union had been advocating for a phased-in approach. What are they saying about this change to go back to all remote?
Yeah, so the BTU is supporting the switch to all remote learning in light of this increase of COVID-19 infections. But union leaders also say that they are very concerned about the impact that this is going to have on high-need students. In a media event yesterday, BTU President Jessica Tang told reporters that the union is still trying to work out what she calls a sustainable plan that, you know, could still get high-need students the services they need just in a safer manner.
We think there is an opportunity by working together with educators and families having a voice at the table for the system to achieve a higher quality of instruction for students as well as more predictability for our families and educators.
And it also sounds like those talks are ongoing at this point between the union and the district. I heard something similar from the Parent Advisory Council yesterday as well. They say that their group is working through discussions with the district to find some way to get services to students with the highest needs.
All right. Given all this, Carrie, I'm wondering when students might return to school buildings.
Well, for high need students, the plan right now, at least, is to wait until citywide infection rates drop to 5% or below for at least 2 weeks. And then for other students to begin that whole phase-in process again, infection rates have to hit 4% or lower.
Well, given that the test rate is going in the other direction, it's going up in the city of Boston, this may take several weeks or maybe even longer to work itself out.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell at this point. But for now, it seems like the district is waiting for the numbers to sort of dictate what they're going to be doing.
WBUR's Carrie Young, thanks very much.
You're welcome.